Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuit board of today's tech landscape. I'm Alex, your guide through the Silicon Jungle.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking and maybe crack a joke or two along the way. How's it going, Alex?
Oh, it's going great, Jamie. Ready to unravel the mysteries of low-code platforms today. You ready to get a little less codey and a bit more drag-and-droppy?
Absolutely. I love the sound of making things easier. So what's the deal with these low-code platforms? They sound like a cheat code for app development.
Right on the money, Jamie. Low-code platforms are all about speeding up the application development process. Imagine being able to build apps with minimal coding using visual interfaces and pre-built components. It's like Lego for software.
Lego for software. Now you're speaking my language. But how does this magic happen?
Well, let's take some popular options like OutSystems, Mendix, and Microsoft Power Apps, for instance. Each has its own strengths, like deep integration capabilities, or being microservices ready, or even tight integration with existing ecosystems like Microsoft's.
Wait, so you're telling me I can drag and drop my way to a fully functional app?
Exactly. But it's not all sunshine and rainbows. While you can indeed drag and drop to your heart's content, these platforms come with their own set of limitations, like scalability concerns, or perhaps a steeper learning curve for the more powerful ones.
Huh, sounds like a bit of a trade-off then. Fast and accessible, but might hit a wall with more complex needs.
Spot on. They're fantastic for internal tools, workflow automation, and rapid prototyping. But when you need something with high performance or complex custom UIs, you might need to go back to traditional development.
So, what should teams consider before diving into the low-code pool?
Great question. Security, maintainability, and the dreaded vendor lock-in are big ones. You don't want to get all your app development done only to realize you're handcuffed to a platform.
Yikes, that does sound scary. Like getting a tattoo of your high school sweetheart's name.
Exactly, Jamie. And just like a tattoo, you've got to think about the future. Can your app grow? Can it scale? And how secure is it?
Okay, I'm seeing the bigger picture now. But can we talk examples? I'm curious about these platforms in the wild.
For sure. Take Appian, used by financial institutions for regulatory workflows, or Mendix, which helps manufacturing companies with IoT dashboards. These aren't just toys. They're powerful tools when used correctly.
Impressive. And here I was thinking they were just for simple tasks. Seems like you can do some heavy lifting with them.
Definitely. But like any tool, you've got to know when and how to use it. And speaking of tools, how about we walk through building a simple workflow automation app? Like a Hello World, but for low code.
Love that idea. But let's keep it for our next episode. I have a feeling we'll need some time to dive into that properly.
Good call, Jamie. We'll roll up our sleeves and get hands-on with low code. But for now, let's wrap up for today.
Sounds good to me. Thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. If you've got questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, don't hesitate to reach out.
And don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech that's shaping our world. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. And this has been the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Catch you on the next wave of innovation.